Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, earlier today, the government formally signed the contract for rural broadband, the National Broadband Plan. It's been in the works since 2012 and it's been described as akin to the rural electrification of the 21st century. The project will bring high-speed broadband to 1.1 million people across 540,000 homes and premises. Minister for Communications, Climate Action and the Environment, Richard Bruton, good evening.
Hi, Mary.
And we will talk about broadband because people want to know when they're going to have it in their home. But have you a problem this evening with your by-election candidate in Wexford, Verona Murphy? She's had to apologise twice now over her comments in relation to migrants to this country. She's talked about toddlers being infiltrated by ISIS. She's insulted the Road Safety Authority and she's insulted homeless people as well.
Well, I think she's wrong, and I think she has acknowledged that. And I think the party acted very swiftly to nip this in the bud. The Taoiseach rang her and explained the principles of the party, and she recognised that she had done wrong, and she has apologised. And I think, you know, that is the right thing for her to have done. You know, I think she clearly will have learnt from this experience. This was a big mistake, but you know, many people make mistakes early in their political career and must learn from them.
She made the mistake to the Irish Times, she made the mistake to RT, she's made the mistake in the Wexford People, and she says she's reflecting what she's hearing on the doorsteps.
Well, I think that's very worrying if that is what's being heard on the doorsteps. And I think we do have to, all of us in politics, recognise that, you know, the principles of acceptance of people who seek asylum, who are politically persecuted, who need refuge, these are a really important responsibility. We must protect those people. We must value people who are from different backgrounds in our community. They've added to the diversity of our community. And I think Leo has been very clear on that. And the party's principles are absolutely clear. And I think it's important that the party has stated that, and Verona has apologised and recognised the mistake she made.
She talked about reprogramming migrants coming to this country. Is that your idea in the party now, that you take Verona Murphy and the views that she has expressed? And she is a long time media performer representing the haulage industry. She has a law degree. She has a long time background in advocacy. You know, she's not a shrinking violet. She's not a newcomer here. And she has talked about the views that she holds. And you as a party, are you saying that's okay then?
Well, she has recognised that she got this badly wrong, that she was misinformed, that she was wrong.
But she has taken
steps to inform herself around these issues. She visited a centre and she talked to people in the flesh. She heard their stories and recognised that she had made a bad mistake. And I think that is what that is the right response for her to take. I think the party acted swiftly and she has recognised the mistake, and she's done what I think was expected of her. She has recognised and informed herself and met people who are in this desperate situation and has recognised, you know, their complex and difficult stories.
Will you go to Wexford and campaign with her?
Well, I'm Director of Elections in Dublin North for James Riley, so my energies are devoted there, but I'd have no problem in campaigning in Wexford. But James Riley is a candidate I want to see elected, and he's in a neighbouring constituency, and I will be putting my efforts in there.
Well, look, just before we move on, she's had two apologies now on the whole question of migrants, and maybe she needs to apologise to the four-year-olds that she says are infiltrated by ISIS. But does she need to apologise now for comments on homelessness and on the Road Safety Authority?
Well, you know, I think in the heat of political battle, people will make mistakes. But this was a very grave mistake. I think she got it badly wrong. And I think she's taken the right steps here to correct that. Not only does she recognise it, she got it wrong, but she's had the courage to go and meet people and inform herself and take a much more
informed an asylum
response
centre
that she has taken here.
With the Minister for Justice yesterday, and a lot of criticism as that of that visit as well. But should she be deselected?
No, she's been selected. I think she has made a mistake here. She's wrong. She has apologised, and I think she's moving on. And I'm sure she will not make mistakes like that again.
1.1 million people, 540,000 homes and premises. Broadband, finally, the broadband project finally getting off the ground. Let's talk about the timeline, though, Minister. When is it starting? And let me put it this way. Would a fifth-year student sitting the Leaving Cert in 2021 have broadband in their home in Donegal in time for that Leaving Cert?
Well, I suppose, first of all, to say this is a landmark day, because if we did not intervene in the way we are doing today, 25% of our population would be left behind and there would be no prospect of a prosperous future for rural Ireland, because that's how important broadband is. It opens up remote working. It opens up, you know, smart management of farms, of enterprises. It allows IDEA and Enterprise Ireland ensure regionally dispersed employment, because companies can know that their people are connected.
But do so bear the really timeline in mind. Here.
The timeline, yeah, they will start work within 8 weeks and they will deliver this in a progressive way. By the end of next year, we will have 298 broadband contact points. They're an interim provision in each and every county, but they will also be designing and delivering right across the state. By the end of year two, they'll have close to 120,000 houses, premises connected, and they will be delivering, you know, 80 to 100,000 each year thereafter. So this is, you know, going to be a big project being rolled out. It's 146,000 kilometres of fibre are going to be laid, and this will guarantee that everyone in the country will have access to a really high-speed, future-proofed service for broadband.
And how much is it going to cost the average customer?
Well, the average customer would pay the same as the average customer in an urban area. And I think that's really been at the heart of this, to make sure that we're not creating either exclusions or marginalisation of people in rural Ireland. They will have access on the very same terms. And I think that's really, really important. And we're providing the support so that this wholesale service can be delivered to each and every retailer.
Okay,
so
there will
be the same competition, be it Air, Ciro, whoever wants to deliver this, Virgin.
All right. So just to give people an idea of their monthly payment, I've heard figures of €60 a month. Would that be wide of the mark?
No, what NBI will have a regulated price and it's set out in the contract, and that is what they will charge to the retailer. So NBI is a wholesaler delivering to Sky or Air, whoever is going to provide the retail service. The expectation is that those retailers will deliver the very same in Letterkenny as they would out the country where it's a more remote area. So there is a controlled price. The connection fee is €100 that has to be paid to NBI. That's all the retailers need paid to NBI.
And that's
to
it, €100. It isn't a case of if somebody wants a connection to their house that it will cost more, in the way at the moment, say, a new house build in the country would pay for utilities, would pay for connections to the ESB and so on.
Well, in a new house build, we will build into the planning that they will have to do make provision for connections. And I think that's one of the recommendations of the Oireachtas Committee, that, you know, people building a new house should make certain provision so that they can connect into the service. And I think that is important that we provide that. But the
how much would that cost? Will it be more than that?
Well, it obviously
euro?
Depends on the location. This is, you know, someone who's choosing to build in a greenfield site, one of the things that they will have to do is, I suppose, make sure that they can connect to an existing service. So, you know, this will become something that is part of the planning process rather than, you know, that there would be a continuous obligation to connect to every new house. There would be an obligation set out in the planning process to make sure that, you know, new houses recognise that this infrastructure is laid down and they should be in a position to connect to it when it's there.
And what happens, you know, if you have a rural area where broadband is available on the road, but let's say only half of the households want to avail of it, will those households pay more than, say, a road where all of the households in the available area have decided to get connected?
No, there will be no difference in charge. And the risk of lower take-up than expected is entirely carried by NBI. On the other hand, if the rollout succeeds in getting more people to take the service, under the clawback rule, the state will claw back 60% of the extra profit made by connecting those extra people. So we have built into this contract checks and balances, clawbacks and performance indicators so that we protect the state, we penalise the contractor if they fail to meet obligations, and if they're if like they're more profitable than expected, we claw back 60% of the profit. So this is, you know, this is designed to protect people and have a fair balance of the risk.
Minister Richard Bruton, thank you very much indeed.